For close to a year now, tens of thousands of mostly low-income students have wondered if the federal government is going to help them out after they were defrauded by a for-profit college company called Corinthian. The Obama administration, in its final days, moved to provide loan relief to students who got scammed at Corinthian colleges. Then the Education Department in the Trump administration, under Secretary Betsy DeVos, halted that program. Eileen Connor was on this program a few weeks ago. She's director of litigation at Harvard's Project on Predatory Student Lending.
Since January 20th, the administration has completely stopped processing these claims for relief from borrowers who were cheated and defrauded by schools like Corinthian and ITT Tech.
Well, now it appears there will be some relief for some defrauded borrowers, according to the Department of Education. Many others, it seems, may not get the help the federal government promised at all. Danielle Douglas-Gabriel is an education reporter for The Washington Post. Danielle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we've been following this story for a while, Danielle. What's made the Education Department and Betsy DeVos reverse course here, at least partially?
Well, Education Secretary DeVos hasn't explicitly said this, but there are two new lawsuits that the department, as well as DeVos, is facing at this point. Attorney General in California filed a lawsuit last week, the same day as Massachusetts, with the help of New York as well as Illinois, decided to sue the department and DeVos for failing to process these claims, specifically for Corinthian College students. Now, Corinthian Colleges is the for-profit chain that closed a couple of years ago under allegations of steering students into predatory loans, lying to the government about its job placement rate, which is considered fraud. And all of that behavior was supposed to make it easier for students who attended these schools to receive loan forgiveness. In fact, the Obama administration, before leaving office, had promised group discharges of these loan forgiveness claims, essentially saying that, well, if you went to this school in this location where we found widespread evidence of fraud, well, we're going to make it easier for you to get loan forgiveness. Some people were able to take advantage of that, but a lot of other people weren't. And now a lot of folks are very concerned about the fact that those students who were promised discharges may not get them in full.
So how much relief is the Education Department providing here? Who gets their fraudulent loans forgiven and who doesn't?
So it's all on a sliding scale comparing the average earnings of students in similar vocational programs. So if you're an applicant, you may receive full loan forgiveness if your earnings are less than 50% of your peers. So let's say you attended a nursing program in California somewhere, a Corinthian program, and you're only making $50,000, where nurses in comparable programs elsewhere in the country on average earn, say, maybe $80,000 or $100,000. Well, you'd receive full relief because that's less than what the average is. But if you're making at or above that aggregated average, then the amount of loans that you get forgiven, the amount on your loans you get forgiven starts to decline. And a lot of consumer attorneys are questioning the legality of this, especially since the statute had said that if, you know, there was a finding of fraud, there would be full forgiveness. So I get a good sense that this may wind up in the courts. Mm.
And how has Betsy DeVos and the Education Department justified this sort of partial relief?
Well, you know, they are saying that there shouldn't be either full-fledged denial or full-fledged approval. That is not securing taxpayers' money, because essentially discharging these loans means that you're going to have to forgive, in some cases, tens of thousands of dollars that can equal up to millions, if not billions, because many of these students who attended these programs took out as much as they possibly could in order to pay for them. A lot of them were not inexpensive programs. So we're talking about a lot of money that's on the line here. The trouble is, you know, when you have a previous administration promising widespread relief in instances where their own investigation found fraud, and you're not giving students the full amount of relief that they were promised, that could present a problem.
Danielle, there's another issue here besides loan forgiveness. There's the question of how much the federal government is doing to police and crack down on the type of fraud that Corinthian was involved in, along with other for-profit schools, allegedly, and stopping it in the first place. Listen to Harvard's Eileen Connor again here.
Where there are federal student aid dollars, there will be predatory actors. I think what we see, though, over time is this cycle of abuse. And they'll really take advantage of people like single mothers, first in their family to go to college, immigrants, veterans, and they'll leave them worse off than they found them, and they'll do it for profit. And it's something that has always been a problem, and I don't think any administration has really been great on protecting the public and students from these actors.
A cycle of abuse, Eileen Connor says. Are there any new actions in the Trump administration to stop this type of abuse in the first place?
Well, actually, what we're seeing is a proposed rollback of many of the regulations that were put in place in order to try to weed out these bad actors. The DeVos administration at this education department has tried to rewrite two very crucial rules that are supposed to kind of serve as a way to deter for-profit schools from engaging in the same bad behavior that many people had identified. One is called gainful employment. It is a rule that threatens to withhold federal student aid from a school if they consistently graduate students who have more debt than they can repay. DeVos has decided to hold off on fully implementing it and is convening a new panel to rewrite it. Another rule is called borrow defense repayment, which is at the crux of this Corinthian debt forgiveness issue. And she pretty much stopped it, the overhaul of that rule, from being put in place, and is now rewriting it as well. The thing that's troubling, at least from a lot of consumer advocates and students who have gone to these schools, is that these rules were meant to, at the very least, just ensure that these schools are living up to the promises that they are giving students. If you're going to say that you can promise 78% job placement after I graduate from this program, well, prove it. And especially gainful employment is supposed to help ensure that schools are doing what they say.
And Danielle, we're going to let you go, but the bottom line here on loan relief for Corinthian, how many thousands of students are going to get some help? How many thousands left with no help at all? Do we know?
There are about 37,000 Corinthian students that are still waiting for their claims to be processed. The department pretty much said that it was going to effectively process 21,000, 12,000 of which will be approved, the remainder which will be denied.
Danielle Douglas-Gabriel with The Washington Post. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.